This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh's president dissolved parliament on Tuesday, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister who resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations against her rule that descended into violence. There were no reports of new violence in the capital, Dhaka, on Tuesday.
Things are relatively calm, and we're trying to better understand the situation. The army is providing security across the country.
United Nations resident coordinator in Bangladesh, Gwen Lewis. The leader of Hezbollah on Tuesday pledged a quote-unquote strong and effective response to the killing of its military commander by Israel last week and said it would either act alone or with regional allies. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hassan Nasrallah said the Lebanese Shia militia group would wait for the right moment to respond, but did not hint on its form or timing. And he said all international attempts at persuading Hezbollah not to retaliate were futile. A July 30th strike killed Fuad Shukr in a Beirut suburb. He is the most senior Hezbollah figure killed in nearly 10 months of conflict with Israel. Nasrallah's promise of vengeance comes amid rising fears that the Middle East could tip into full-blown war. The White House on Tuesday said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with the leaders of Qatar and Egypt to discuss efforts to de-escalate tensions in the region.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas on Tuesday named Yahya Sinwar the man Israel says masterminded the October 7th attack that sparked the Gaza War as its new political chief following the killing last week of his predecessor, Ismail Haniyeh. The announcement came with the Middle East braced for Iran's retaliation over the killing in Tehran. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it's reinforcing a base in the Middle East to help protect Israel, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
About a dozen Navy F/A-18 fighter jets from the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier have flown to a military base in the Middle East as part of the Pentagon's effort to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and to safeguard U.S. troops. The fighter jets and a Hawkeye surveillance aircraft arrived on Monday. A squadron of Air Force F-22 fighter jets is also on the way. In recent weeks, Iranian-backed Iraqi militias have resumed launching attacks on bases housing U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria after a lull of several months. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Justice Department said on Tuesday a Pakistani man with ties to Iran has been charged in a plot to carry out political assassinations on American soil, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A thief merchant allegedly traveled to New York in April for the purpose of hiring hitmen, even paying a $5,000 advance to the would-be assassins who were actually undercover law enforcement officers. He was arrested last month before he could leave the U.S., and the plot was foiled by the FBI. Court documents do not identify any of the potential targets, but the case was unsealed just weeks after U.S. officials disclosed that a threat to Donald Trump's life from Iran prompted additional security in the days before a Pennsylvania rally last month in which Trump was injured by a gunman's bullet. The shooting was unrelated to the Iran threat. Norman Hall, Washington.
U.S. Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris selected state of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her running mate on Tuesday, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The Harris campaign hopes his extensive National Guard career, his successful run as a high school football coach, and his online dad jokes will attract rural voters, who in recent years have voted broadly for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Walz has attacked Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance as weird, a catchy insult that has been used by the Harris campaign on social media and among Democratic activists hoping for a victory in November.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Suspected far-right rioters appeared in British courts on Tuesday as the government said 6,000 specialist police were ready to deal with the country's worst disorder in over a decade. Almost 400 people have been arrested and 100 charged over week-long disturbances sparked by online misinformation about the murder of three children in a mass stabbing with police bracing for further violence. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.